Justice Department lawyers will try to find out if conference calls before meetings resulted in secret agreements on certain issues. The calls allegedly took place on 15 different occasions from November of 2001 through August of this year. Regents say they didn't reach secret agreements during those phone calls. They say they were designed to give information to newer members of the board. But it may not matter what the regents discussed if there were enough of them to make up a quorum. Claire Silverman is a lawyer with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. She advises municipal attorneys on matters like the state open meetings law.
The courts have been very clear that any time the members of the body are exercising the responsibilities vested in that body, then they're subject to the open meeting law. So information gathering, decision making, discussion, background information, that would all come within their official responsibilities.
The region's new president, Toby Markovich, says he does not hold such conference calls. Back in September, the Justice Department ruled the regents broke the law when they raised pay scales for top administrators in a conference call with almost no advance public notice. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.